Today's shiur is Daf Chavav, and we're going to begin on Daf Chav Hei Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Hahu Avanka. There are actually three pshatim in how to learn this Gemara. There's Rashi's pshat that begins here on Daf Chav Hei Amud Beis. There's Tosfos's pshat, and then there's Rashi's pshat towards the bottom of Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. As Rashi says that the pshat of Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph is the V'chein Iker, the main pshat, the pshat that he prefers, we're going to learn the Gemara with that pshat, which is reflected in diagram 160 on page 54. Avanka is an arbor. It's an area that kings used to make in middle of their field, sort of a area with benches and tables that they would put up in the middle of an orchard as a place to relax and to eat. This avanka was in the middle of a karfif, which was Yosem Beis Asayim, larger than Beis Asayim, Shloi Hukaf Ladira, which was not enclosed as a place of residence. So, carrying under the Avanka is fine, because as the diagram indicates, there was a roof above it, and we say Pitikra Yorid Vesoysim, and that will cover the Avanka. The issue here is, however, bringing materials from the house to this area. Because since the getting from the house to this area involves walking through the karfif, and as we've learned, you're not allowed to carry in the karfif, so now the issue is, how could a way be this devised to carry from the house to the avanka? Says the Gemara, who avanka the havale resh glusa v'bastina? The resh glusa had this avanka in his orchard. Please do some sort of an adjustment, that tomorrow we should be able to eat bread there, we should be able to get our food from the house to the avanka. So Rav Huna bar Chinina, what he did was, he made a fence of sticks, which each stick was three tefachim away from the other one, as shown in the diagram, which, as we've learned already in the Mishnah in the previous parak, will be now a wall between the house and the avanka, and therefore he could carry materials from the house to the avanka. Also Rava, so Rava went Shofinu, he pulled down the sticks, and also Rav Papa Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, Rav Papa Rav Huna Bered Yeshua were the Talmidim of Rava. Not only did they take the sticks that Rava had pulled down, they took away the sticks that they should not be able to be reused. What was Rava's thinking? So Rava was thinking that since, albeit, when the wall was erected around this karfif, it was not erected l'shem dira. However, since afterwards the avanka was placed in this karfif, that gives it the status, since the avanka itself is a makom dira, place of residence, has benches and has tables, that changes the status of the entire karfif, of the entire orchard in which it's in, that it should now be considered a karfif, which is hukif ladira, and you can carry in all of it. And therefore there's no need to erect these mechitzas. So what's going to happen now is three questions will be asked to Rava if his thinking, if his svar is correct. Perhaps it's wrong, and therefore he shouldn't have been so quick to tear down this mechitza. L'macha eisvei Ravina l'Rava. So the next day Ravina asked Rava the following question. The halach is, as we will begin learning tomorrow, that everybody has a tchum Shabbos of 2,000 amma. Now if someone is in a city, the tchum begins after the city ends. Now the question is, how do we define the city ending? Is it the last house of the city, or is it the wall of the city? Says the Braisa, Ir Chadasha, a new city, Marid Lam Yeshivasai. We measure it from the last house. Vishana, an old city, we measure from the Mechimas, from the wall. Ask the Brice, Eze Chidash, Eze Yishana, what's considered a new city, what's considered an old city? Chadasha Shahuk Philip Saif Yashva, a new city is where the enclosure was first built, and then they live there. Vishana, and a new old city is Yashva, is where first the people lived there, and then they made the enclosure. So what do we see? What we see is that if something comes later, that if the enclosure comes first, and only afterwards the thing that corrects it comes, it's too late. That's why in our example, since it was first hukif, shloi l'shem dir, not for residents, the avanka that comes later can't help it. Just like the wall that comes later can't correct the fact that and make it consider that we should count from the wall rather than from the last house. So how could you, Rava, he asks, say that we count, that we could consider this a kaf of hukif ladira because of the avanka that was built later? It's too late. Now there's a very interesting machlokas rishonim. What's going to be the halacha if the wall was built before the people lived there, but when the wall was built, there was every intention that people should live there? They just, for convenience reasons, for safety reasons, built the wall first. There the Rambam will say that although the wall was built first, we will measure from the wall and not from the last house. The Rashba and Ritva disagree, and they say that the fact that the wall was built first disqualifies that we should be able to count from the wall. Therefore, the Bi'a Locha says, based on this Gemara, that if there's a river surrounding the city, and even if the river has banks that are 10 tefachim high, the city, we cannot measure from the river to count the city, we have to measure from the last house. Why? Because certainly the river existed before the city, and it'll be in the status of Hukva or B'Soif Yashva. The Miri asks that there's a halacha in the Torah, we won't be marachin it now, about Batei Erechayma. And there, the Gemara says that specifically it has to be Hukfa or B'Soif Yashva. That's when it's considered Bais Erechayma. And here we're saying just the opposite, that it has to be first Yashva, that you should have the city, and then B'Soif Hukfa, and then the enclosure. So the Miri answers that the Torah, by the halacha Bati Ir Chayma, uses the words Dais Moshav Ir Chayma. It's the place where there is a Chayma and then it was enclosed. So that's why you have to have the wall first. However, regarding Shabbos, the point is not the wall, the point is the people living there. That's what makes it into the city. So obviously, you have to have the city first and then the wall. Now the Gemara asks another question to Rava. Amalei Papa Rava, Vamar Ravasi. Ravasi said, "Mechitzis adarklin, a partition which was only built for the construction workers' manager, where he had some sort of a enclosure where he could work or manage his employees. Loishma mechitza is not considered a partition. Why? Since they were only erected to shield the workers from the sun, they're not considered partitions." The Rashi seems to say, since ultimately this mechitza will be demolished, it's only there during the construction project, it's not considered a mechitza. The Rashba learns that the deficiency of this mechitza is because it's made for a temporary purpose, even if it's going to end up staying there, but since it's built for a temporary purpose, it's not considered a mechitza. So what do we see? Even the tzniyos of the law, if the entire purpose of the partition is only for tzniyos to conceal, to cover the area, but not to be an enclosure, it's not considered an enclosure. La'av mechitza. Ask the Gemara, Hachanami, even the tzniyos of the, since the purpose of these partitions were just built, that it should be some sort of privacy in the orchard that, where they have the benches, but it's not made to really be a partition. It's only up, it shouldn't be considered a partition, it's only there to provide temporary privacy. Now there's a very fundamental machlekes rishonim. The Gemara is saying now that a mechitza that's made litznius is not considered a mechitza. So the Rashba learns why is it's not considered a mechitza regarding a karfif. That for karfif we learned that to be considered a mechitza l'shem dira, it has to be hukif l'shem dira. So the Gemara is saying that if it's hukif l'shem tznius, it doesn't have the same din as hukif l'shem dira. However, says the Rashba, vada, it's a wall. So if you need to have a wall without any specific kavana, for example, if it'll be a karfif that's less than a beis hasayim, that all we need to have is just a wall it is. The Rambam, however, learns that a mechitza hasui letznius is not considered a wall, just like a wall that we learned that's not ten tefachim high. It's not a halachic wall. It's not a halachic mechitza. Similarly, says the Rambam, that a wall that's made letznius, it's not considered a wall at all. So now the Rashba asks, if that's the case, what was Rabbi Rav Huna's Eitzah at the beginning of the Shir, that we should make a Mechitzas Hakonim? What was the point of the Mechitzas Hakonim? It's only made that you should be able to get to Rav Anka, which is a Mechitzah Asui Letznius. So what was his Eitzah of making the Mechitzah with the Konim? That wouldn't work anyway, because we're learning now that a Mechitzah Asui Letznius is not considered a Mechitzah. So the Rashba answers that there's a difference when the mechitza was made. If the mechitza was made before it was established as a karfif, and now you want to rely on that mechitza to make it lose the status of a karfif, so since it's a mechitza, asui letznius, it doesn't have that ability. But here we're talking where it was already a karfif, and we're building this mechitza to remove the status of a karfif. And that was the reason we built the mechitza. There the halacha will be that even though it's done with tznius, it will have the ability to do it. Now the Gemara challenges Rava with a third question. V'amrav huna b'reidu rishula Rava. V'amrav huna mechitza sui l'nachas l'shema mechitza. A petition that's built only for storage is not considered a mechitza. The Rava Ravua, marvel kula mechuzah. And we look at the picture that Rashi shows us. The picture in Rashi is the way Mechuza looked. It was a series of neighborhoods, which is called Arsaisa, Arsaisa, each neighborhood, interrupted with an area called Peira de Beituri. It ditches that held the food for the oxen. So we have a neighborhood, we have a ditch, a neighborhood, and a ditch. The sides of the ditches were covered, the partitions were put up along the sides of the area where there were ditches, in order that nothing should happen to that food. So, after those partitions to protect the Peir de Turi were erected, we now have a situation that the entire city is enclosed. So if the entire city is enclosed, why, asked the Gemara, was there a need to make an Erev for each neighborhood individually? And the halacha would be that you couldn't carry from one neighborhood to the other. The entire city is enclosed. And like the Rishonim point out, Mechuza wasn't a city of 600,000 people. So why doesn't the Erev work? Is the answer, because since the mechitzas that were put up on the sides of the Peir de Tura were only put up for the purpose to protect the animal food, but not to serve as real partitions, they're not considered real mechitzas. Ask the Gemara, for Peir de Beituri, partitions that are built to protect the ditches where the foods are, is k'mechitza asui l'nachas tamia, are only built like a partition that's built for storage, and not considered a valid mechitza. So see, here too, this mechitza around the Avanka is not really built as a full-fledged mechitza, it's only built to protect the items that will be put on the tables and chairs in the Avanka. So now Rava was wrong for dismantling the walls. Karle Resh Galusa, and Resh Galusa said regarding the situation, the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Hacham Heim Lehara Lehetiv Layada. They're wise men to do the wrong thing, but they don't know how to do good. In other words, they were quick to take down this Mechitzas HaKonim and leave me without any option. They should have really realized that that was something that should have been done and would have saved the situation. There's an interesting tshuva from the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer was asked, is it appropriate and proper to try to build an Erev in every city? And the Chasam Sofer says that certainly somebody should try to do that. And he says a very nice svara. He says, the halacha is that when an Erev is built, we make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kishonu Mitzvosav, V'tzivonu Al Mitzvos Erev. As the Chasam Sofer, we don't find by any other melacha on Shabbos that we make a bracha. If somebody puts up a blech in order that he shouldn't have a problem with cooking on Shabbos, with Bishul B'Shabbos, it doesn't make a bracha, V'tzivonu Loy Levashul B'Shabbos. Why is a bracha made by an Erev different than any other melacha on Shabbos? Says the Chasam Sofer, because there's a mitzvah to make an Erev. It's not a mitzvah not to carry. It's a mitzvah to make an Erev. And the bracha we make is b'tzivanu, the opportunity, our mitzvah's Erev, to make an Erev. Says the Shas, the Tshuva Chelkas Yaakov, our Gemara is the same concept. Chacham haim lahara, it's not necessarily a kunz, just to say it's also to carry. Lahaytiv, it's a kunz, it's a challenge to make an Erev. That's what a chacham is supposed to do. The Chassidish Sforim explained the Gemara this way. The Gemara Masech the Shvuah says, a Shvuah lahara is a Shvuah that somebody makes that he will not eat something. A Shvuah lahaytiv means that it's a Shvuah that I will eat. Say those Sforim. Pshat in the Gemara is, chacham heim lahara. They know how to serve Hashem with not eating, with fast, with deprivation. But you know what's a bigger madrega? Lahetiv la yadu. The bigger madrega is to know how to serve Hashem with lahetiv, with eating and drinking and doing everything that everybody else does and still serve Hashem that way. So we learned in the Mishnah that Amr Rabbi Loi Shmatim Rabbi Lazar Fil Beis Kor. Rabbi Loi reports that he heard from Rabbi Lazar that a kaf of even the size of a kor, which we said holds 30 saw, is still considered acceptable to carry in it. Says the Gemara, Masnisim de loik Chananya. Amish is not like Chananya. The Tanya, Chananya Omer, Vafilai Baram saw. Even if the kafif is 40 saw large, you could still carry in it. And the way Ritva explains the Gemara, both Chananya and Rabbi Loi were reporting their psak in the name of Rabbi Lazar. And the question is, what did Rabbi Lazar say? Did he say 30 kar, or did he say 30 saw or 40 saw? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Bishnei Mikra Echadarshu. Both of them learned their Piskei Halacha from the same Pasuk. Shinema, the Pasuk says, V'hi Yishayo lo yotza al-chotza chitoyna. Yishai did not yet exit the middle courtyard. What happened there was that Chizkiyo got ill and Yishayo sent him to tell him that he's not going to live. The reason Chizkiyo got ill was because he didn't marry. Chizkiyo didn't marry because he saw b'nevuah they will have children, descendants that don't act properly. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Yishayo to tell him this. So the prophet says, when Yishayo lo yotza chatzi chatoina, he went out to the middle courtyard. So Mefarshim point out, since the prophet says, al chatzi chatoina, the middle courtyard, it doesn't just say the courtyard. It means that he didn't go out to the regular courtyard. He went out to the rechava, to the backyard, which we, as we've learned in this parak, know that rechava has the status of a kafif. Now, ksiva ir, the pasuk says for Yishayah yotza el ir, but the kri, the way we're supposed to read it, is chotzer. So, what's the limud? If we were supposed to read it as chotzer, why doesn't the pasuk say chotzer? Says Mikan, from here we see Lasrachi Shamelach. The Pasuk is trying to teach us that the yard of a king, what a size is the yard of a king? Kayaris Bayinus. It's like a mid sized city. And now what's the Machlaikis? The Maikamuski. Marsov Reveloy has a Ayaris Bayinus have a base core. A regular city is 30 cars big. So from here we see that a kafif until it's 30 so large, you could carry in it. Masa Mechananya holds that Nem Sahavya, a mid-sized city, is 40 saw, and you can carry in it until it's 40 saw big. Ask the Gemara, my boy Hassan, what was Yishai doing there? Our Rabbi Bechana, Rabbi Yochanan, Melamed Shecholach Skiol. Yecheskiol got sick. So, like the Mepharshim explained, the Chiddush is not that he got sick, because the Pasuk itself says that he got sick. There must be something more to learn. Yishai went and established the yeshiva near his door. And the Rabbi Yosef Yengel explains that yeshiva means at least three Talmidei Chachamim. From here, says the Gemar, Bekala Talmid Chachim Shechala. From here we see that Talmid Chachim that gets ill, Shemeshivin Yeshiva Pischai, he's supposed to make a yeshiva by his home, that people should learn there, and by learning, the Malach HaMavis, Rashi explains, cannot enter where Torah is being learned. Asks the Ben Ish Chai that Yishayahu said to the Gemara Masechta Brachos says that Yishayahu told Chizkiyah that it's already too late. So if it's too, and that the Gzeir is in. So if the Gzeir is in, what's the point of Yishayahu making the yeshiva? Isn't it too late? So he says a few terutzim. One terutz is that although at the beginning Yishayahu thought it was too late, but after Chizkiyahu told him that it's never too late, Yishayahu accepted that, and that's when he built the yeshiva. Another teretz is that although Yishayahu maybe thought that it was too late, he still didn't want to treat Chizkiyahu different than everybody else, and since everybody else had a yeshiva built when they were sick, he did the same for him. Now, the Masha asks, if the point was to build a yeshiva, that it should be protection for Chizkiyahu, why was the yeshiva built in the Rechava, which is the Karfif? Why wasn't the yeshiva built in the Chatzar? So the Ein Yaakov says a very interesting teretz. He says that Yishayahu wanted them specifically to learn Hilchas Erevin, Hilchas Karfif. That learning, he felt and believed, would have a profound effect on protecting Chizkiyahu. So he made the yeshiva in a place where there would be a shailin learning regarding Hilchas Karfif that would help be a yeshua and a schus for Chizkiyahu. Other Mepharshim say there was a gzera that Talmidei Chachamim should not learn Torah in the Shuk, in an open place, and that's why they specifically made it in a back place where it wasn't so in public. However, says the Gemara V'lav Milsehi, it's not the right thing to build a yeshiva where there's a chayla, Dimla Suyla Gruy Bei Satan, because that could only get the Satan angry and only get him more anxious to do damage. So Rashi over here explains that, what does that mean? When Talmidei Chachamim learn, the derech is that they argue. And that arguing, that quarreling precipitates the arrival of the Malach HaMavis. So ask the Mashah, if that's the case, so how did Yishayahu build the yeshiva? So the Mepharshim answer that in the times of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Talmidei Chachamim were in a higher level of Torah learning than the later generations. And therefore Yishayahu was confident that the Talmidei Chachamim that he put in Chizkiyahu's palace would not get involved in disputes, because they understood Torah well enough as they had learned from the Rebbes, and therefore we didn't have to worry that their quarrel would precipitate the arrival of the Malach HaMavis. The Ein Yaakov has a version of Rashi that the reason you're not supposed to put a Malach HaMavis there is because the Malach HaMavis will realize that the entire reason the yeshiva was built is to try to resist him and prevent him from coming in, and this may provoke him to get even more anxious and take away the person's life quickly. Ask the Mashah, if that's Pshat, so why did Yishayahu build the yeshiva? So the Mashah answers, since Yishayahu felt that Chizkiyahu's situation was hopeless, he felt there's no reason not to make the yeshiva. Yes, under normal circumstances where a person has hope, so don't make the yeshiva because you may do more damage than good. But in this situation, Yeshayahu felt that Cheskio's fate was sealed already. So he only could gain by building the yeshiva. So that's why he built the yeshiva. The Shaila of Tshuva Tzitzel Yezer says something very interesting based on this Gemara. He says, when this Gemara that we had now is quoted in Masech de Brachas, the Gemara there says that, the Mashah says there, that from here we see that Bikur Cholim cannot be accomplished through a shliach. Because if Bikur Cholim can be accomplished through a shliach, why was it necessary for Yeshayahu to go himself to Mevakeh Chayla Chizkiyo? He could have sent a shliach. That's what the Mashah says there. Says the Mashah, perhaps, says Tzitzel Yez, I'm sorry, perhaps Bikur Cholim can be accomplished with a shliach. And the reason Yeshayahu went himself was for a totally different reason. He went himself because he wanted to learn the Torah. And Torah, you certainly can never learn through a shliach. We learned in the Mishnah, V'kein shamati himenu, so we also, Rabbi Lord says that he heard from Eliezer, Ad shechotzer sheshachar echiv la'irav, if the people in the chotzer, if one of them forgot to make an erev, base also. So the way we learned the Mishnah was, that if somebody forgot, somebody in the chotzer forgot to make an erev, to participate in the erev chatzeres, the halacha is that he should be mevatel rishus. He should relinquish his rishus in that area. And by relinquishing rishus in that area, he now isn't a partner there. And the erev that the other people put up will be sufficient and adequate. However, the Mishnah said that the other people could carry from his home to the chatzar, but he's not allowed to carry from his home to the chatzar. Why? Because by carrying from his home to his chatzar, it looks like he's reclaiming his bias, he's undoing his bittul rishus. One question the Mefarshim asked is, how could you mevatel rishus in Shabbos? Isn't that a kinyan? And we know, we learned in Masechta Shabbos, that you're not going to make a kinyan in Shabbos. The Farshim answer that this mevatel rishus is not called a kinyan, but mevatel rishus is just like a hefker, and that's mutter b'Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, so it says in our Mishnah that the people could carry from there, from his house, from the person who was mevatel rishus to the chatzar. Just he may not. Ask the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah later in this Masechta, based on us lahachdus loyal lahen, from his house no one could carry, not he nor the other residents. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua Amar Rav Sheis is loikasha. It's not a question. Har Rav Elezer v'har Rabbanim. Our Mishnah is the opinion of Rav Elezer, and that Mishnah reflects the opinion of the Rabbanim. Kishtim Tzolaymer, says the Gemara, L'diver Rav Elezer, according to Rezer, Havat Rishus Chatzeroi, Rishus Beis Habitel. When somebody is Mevat Rishus only in his Chatzer, he also relinquishes the rights in his home, and that's why things can be carried out from his home. The Rabbanan, or however, according to Rabbanan, Havat Rishus Chatzeroi, although he was Mevat Rishus in his Chatzer, Rishus Beis Habitel, he was Mevat Rishus of his house, and therefore, no one, certainly not he, but no one could carry from his house to the chatzah, because the house remains his property, and his property you're not allowed to carry because he wasn't participant in the Erev. Ask the Gemara Peshitta. So the way Mefarshim explained the Gemara is as follows. Whenever the Gemara uses a terminology of Kishtim Tzolaymer, it means when you analyze it. That means he's saying something that we wouldn't have recognized. Analysis. Depth is required. Ask the Gemara, what's new in this explanation? That's obviously the machloikis of Rav Elezer and Rabbanim. Says the Gemara, Amar Achava, Vani Anav Rav Huna Bachina Targumina, Lo Nitzcha El Lamisha Shechurim B'Chatzecha. You have five partners living in one chatzah. Five people living in one chatzah. V'shoch Echem and V'loi Erev. And one of them forgot to make the Erev. L'divir Rav Elezer, when, according to Belezer, Shavatul Rishusai, when he relinquishes his rights, which is what saying is what he's required to do, ain't Sarach Levatul Kalech Vechad. There's no need that he should Mevatul Rishus to everybody specifically. Just like, explains Rashi, that although all he was mevatel rishus was his chatzar, we define, says Rebbe Lezer, his bitl rishus liberally, and we say that he didn't only mean his chatzar, he meant his house. So too, when he's mevatel rishus, and he didn't indicate and mention every person in the rishus separately, it's not necessary. It's understood that he meant everybody. And according to Rabbanon, he asked him mevatel to each one individually, because we don't define his words liberally. Just like when he said chatzar, we didn't automatically include the bias. So too, if he doesn't say every member of the house living here, we can't say that's what he meant. Asks Rashi, why does he have to say every person? Let him be mevatel rishus to one of the people, and since that person did participate in the Erev, so then that person now owns his rishus, and he was a member of the Erev. So Rashi answers that since on Erev Shabbos, when we wanted the Erev to take effect, he had not yet been mevatel rishus, so now it's too late for the Erev to take effect through a bitl rishus and Shabbos. Says the Bialocha, based on this, that means that let's say he would have been mevatel rishus on Erev Shabbos, but instead of being mevatel rishus on Erev Shabbos to all of the members, he was only mevatel rishus to one person, but that person was a person who had participated in Erev, then it would be alright. The only time you need bitl rishus to every person is when it's done on Shabbos. And the Magen Mishnah also says that if in this case he was not mevatel rishus to everybody, will it help at least for the people that he was mevatel rishus to? So he says no. He says since the other people can't carry, so then the Erev becomes meaningless, the people to whom he wasn't mevatel rishus, and if the Erev becomes meaningless, nobody could rely on such an Erev. Says the Gemara, Kman Azla Hoda Tanya, like whom does the following Braisa go? It says in a Braisa, Chamisha Shishuim Chatzar Echad, if five people live in one Chatzar, V'shach Echemem V'lo Yerev, and one of them forgot and didn't make an Erev, K'shivatel Rishos, sorry, when he's in Vatel Rishos, ain't Tzorach L'Vatel Rishos L'Kalech V'Echad. There's no need to Mevatel Rishos to everybody specifically. Kman, according to whom? Krev Elezer. But we just said that we define his words liberally, and we say that he meant everybody. Rav Kahana Masnehochi. Rav Kahana learned Rav Sheish's statement in the way that we just explained the Gemara. Rav Tavyumi Masnehochi. Rav Tavyumi learned it this way. The Gemara asked, "Kaman az lahadatanya, hey sheshurim b'chatzah echad, if five people live in one chatzur, v'shach echem v'layerev, and one person forgot and didn't participate in the erev." The loch is kishim vatal rishusoy, when he's mevatel rishus, the loch is ain't tzorach levatel rishus l'kalech v'echad. He doesn't have to be mevatel rishus to each one. Command, according to whom does this follow? On Rabbi Yehuda bar Yehuda bar Rav Sheish's command kibbalezer. So the way Rashi explains, there's no substantive difference between Rav Kahana and Rav Tavyumi. They both have the exact same achloikus. The difference is that in Rav Kahana's version, Rav Sheish's comments refer to the difference of opinion between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanan that we learned from the Mishnah. And then we extrapolated from that what's going to be the halacha regarding bitl rishus l'kalech v'echad. According to Rav Tavyumi, however, Rav Sheshis himself said explicitly that Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanan were arguing about the case if you were not mevatel rishus to every person individually. Amalei Rapapa Labaya. So Rav Papa said to Abaya, Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, that you don't have to specifically be mevatel rishus to everybody individually. It's understood that you're being mevatel rishus. If the person said that I am not going to mevatel rishus to them in the house, the Rabbi Lezer said that when you mevatel rishus in the chatzar, the house is automatically included. If the person said, Befeish, I don't want to relinquish my house. Or according to Rabbanan, who say that the chatzar does not automatically include the house. What's going to be the halacha of mevatlina? If the person specifically said, I am being mevatl the house. My, what's going to be the halacha? Do we say, Rapapa explains his question, do we say, Tam der Belezer, Mishum de Kosover, Havat Rishus Chavet Tzeroi, if somebody is mevatl Rishus of his chotzer, Rishus Beisai Bitel. He also, we assume, is mevatl the Rishus in his house. For high Omer, a non mevatlina, and he's saying, I'm not being mevatel. So if he's saying it, we can't change what he says. Oy Dilma, or perhaps, Tamid Rebbe Lezer, Mishum, the bayis b'lechotz lavidi into the diary. People don't separate their homes from the chotzer. Especially in those times, the Mefarshim explained, where so much was done in the chotzer. V'ki Omer, love mevatlina. So even if the person is explicitly saying and not being mevatl or shus in the bias, it's meaningless. Lav kol kvinei, he doesn't have the power to do so. The bias and the chatzar are linked and can't be separately. And even Afgav the Omer Dayano, and even if he says he only means the chatzar, lav klum kamer, it's meaningless, and the house and the house goes automatically with the yard. And similarly, Elabonin yom mevatlina mai. If he befaris said that he's being mevatel the rishus in his home, do we say tam de rabbamishne kusavri, mevatel rishus chatzeroi, rishus bisa loybitel? Just because he said he's being mevatel rishus in his house doesn't mean that the home is automatically included. But here vahayom mevatlina, here he said it, so he said it, he meant it. Oydilma tam de rabbonin, what's the reason the rabbonin? A person's not going to completely relinquish himself from his home and his chotzer where he lives to be left with nothing. And just be a guest by these people in a home where he really lives. And therefore, even if he's saying that he's being mevatel his home, even if he's saying that he's being mevatel rishus in his home, lav kol kminei, he doesn't have the ability to do it, because how could you do that? Amalei, so that's the question. Amalei, so Rabbi answered him, bein l'rabbanan bein l'rabbelezer, both according to Rabbanan and according to Rabbelezer, kivin the goli dati goli. If the person explicitly said, and he told us his intentions, we have to follow what he said, and if he said that he wants to be mevatel rishus according to Rabbanan and the bias, then certainly there will be mevatel. And according to Belezer, if he explicitly says that he doesn't want to be mevatel rishus and the chatzar, it will not be mevatel. The next halacha we learned in the Mishnah, which Rabbi Loi reported in the name of Belezer, ken shemat menesh yoitz me'akrablin pesach, that we can fill the mitzvah maror by eating a krablin. Ask the Gemara, my krablin, what is a krablin? Amresh glusa atzvasa chazaisa. It's the vines that grow around the trunk of the date palm. The reason the Mefarshim explained why the other Rabbanan did not want to agree that you could use this for maror is either because it's not zroim, it's not a seed, and only a seed can be used for maror, or because perhaps it has no moisture, and only a food that has some internal moisture would be kosher to be used for maror. Hadron lachayis and pasen, hadron lachayis and pasen, hadron lachayis and pasen.